Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. American footballer, broadcaster, actor, accused murderer and author O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. He died in Las Vegas after treatment for prostate cancer. Simpson was best known for his acquittal in a landmark murder trial 30 years ago when he was accused of killing ex-wife Nicole Brown and her friend Ron Goldman. An estimated 150 million people watched the trial on TV.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, we the jury find the defendant not guilty of the crime of murder.
OJ later released a book entitled If I Did It about the murders. He was jailed for unrelated kidnapping and armed robbery offences in 2008. Victorian Fugitive Squad detectives are on the hunt for a 43-year-old man they believe may be heading to Mildura on the New South Wales border. Police have released an image of Bradley Johnson after he was last seen heading for a bus stop at noon on Monday after what's been described as his unlawful release from Ravenhall Correctional Centre. He was on remand after being charged with sexual assault offences. Search teams will return to bushland south of the Victorian city of Ballarat today to try to find the body of missing mum Samantha Murphy. The search was called off yesterday due to bad weather. Specialist police and sniffer dogs are scouring Enfield State Park. The number of COVID-related deaths in Australia fell to zero briefly in March. Data from the Federal Department of Health shows no deaths associated with COVID for at least a week, while the number of hospital admissions were at the lowest level since January of 2022. Epidemiologist Professor Adrian Esterman says confirmed cases are still at a fairly high level.
Even though numbers have gone down from their peak, we're still getting 22,000 cases a month reported last month. And that's the tip of the iceberg because so many people don't get tested anymore.
Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, the NRL Roosters have bounced back from last week's loss to the Bulldogs to down the Knights 22 points to 20. Another battle of Brisbane happens tonight when the Broncos and Dolphins go head-to-head at Suncorp. And in the AFL, the Brisbane Lions have had a 22-point win over Melbourne to kick off round five. In entertainment news, Isla Fisher has been seen for the first time since announcing her split from Sacha Baron Cohen. The Aussie actress was photographed taking her dog for a walk in London, and she wasn't wearing her wedding ring. And Ice Spice is trying something new, featuring in her first feature film alongside none other than Denzel Washington. The rapper will appear in a reinterpretation of the 1963 thriller High and Low. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.